From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Early today, a tragic event in Greece. An elderly man stood outside the parliament in Athens. He told bystanders that debts had pushed him to the edge, and then he shot himself. Joanna Kakissis reports that many Greeks have gathered at the scene to pay their respects to a man they say symbolizes a kind of desperation all too common in Greece today.
The man was 77, a retired pharmacist. He had a wife and a daughter. This morning, as commuters rushed to work, he stood under a giant tree holding a handgun. "I have debts, and I can't take it anymore," he told bystanders. Then he pulled the trigger. Yoros Malkoutis heard about it on the news. He's 65 and retired himself, and he could easily see himself falling into the same despair. He took out loans to build homes for his children. Then his pension was cut, his taxes hiked. Yes, of course I feel the same desperation, he said. I mean, the departed was 12 years older than me, but he was no less in debt than me. Malikoutis came to see Dermai this afternoon to pay his respects to the deceased pharmacist. Hundreds of people were already there. They left bouquets of carnations, roses, and tulips at the spot where he died. They lit candles and burned incense, and they also clapped for him. The man left a suicide note. He said he didn't want to die in shame, eating out of garbage cans. Malikoutis says this moved him. He says he was drowned by debt and he didn't want to leave his children with this burden, he said. This shows he was a responsible man, an educated man with a political conscience. Tough austerity measures demanded by international lenders have cut jobs, wages, and pensions. Many people are struggling to survive on sharply reduced incomes. Even 20-year-old Chrysanthi Murthy has felt the bite. The architecture student says both of her parents are now unemployed.
For example, in my family, there's no income since a few months now. Neither from my father or from my mother, there's no income. And I know that most people are like this. I mean, nor for me nor for anyone I can see future.
She sat on a bench and watched as more people gathered around the tree where the pharmacist took his life. And though there was anger, Chrysanthi Murthy said she only noticed the sadness. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.